Record. Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. It's Sunday, the 26th of July 2020, the seventh Sunday after Trinity Sunday. So take a deep breath as we prepare to spend time with God. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
I brought along a hymn. I think this one has fairly childlike words. Perhaps it's better sung, but I thought it's quite profound, actually. Although the text is simple, it's got the ideas are complicated. It is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me. And yet I know that it is true. He chose a poor and humble lot, and wept and toiled and mourned and died for love of those who loved him not. But even could I see him die, I could but see a little part of that great love which, like a fire, is always burning in his heart. It is most wonderful to know his love for me so free and sure, but 'tis more wonderful to see my love for him so faint and poor. And yet I want to love thee, Lord, O light the flame within my heart, and I will love thee more and more until I see thee as thou art. I think it's really nice. It's by William Walsham Howe, 1823-97. I will love thee more and more until I see thee as thou art. Say together, bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And would you read Psalm 77, and I'll do the refrain, which is, in the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord.
I cry aloud to God. I cry aloud to God and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I've sought the Lord. By night, my hand is stretched out and does not tire. My soul refuses comfort. I think upon God and I groan. I ponder and my spirit faints. You will not let my eyelids close. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old. I remember the years long past. I commune with my heart in the night. My spirit searches for understanding. Will the Lord cast us off forever? Will he no more show us his favour? Has his loving mercy clean gone forever? Has his promise come to an end forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he shut up his compassion in displeasure? And I said, my grief is this, that the right hand of the Most High has lost its strength.
Oh, sorry. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord.
I will remember the works of the Lord and call to mind your wonders of old time. I will meditate on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who worked wonders and declared your power among the peoples. With a mighty arm you redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord.
The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies thundered. Your arrows flashed on every side. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lit up the ground. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea and your paths in the great waters. But your footsteps were not known. You led your people like sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. God, our shepherd, you led us and saved us in times of old. Do not forget your people in their troubles, but raise up your power to sustain the poor and helpless. for the honour of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
I'll read Song of Solomon 2. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Sharon's a desert, so the desert rose. Start again. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. As a lily among brambles, so is my love among maidens. As an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among young men. With great delight I sat in his shadow, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his intention towards me was love. Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. Oh, that his left hand were under my head, and that his right hand embrace me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the wild does, do not stir up or awaken love until it is ready. The voice of my beloved, look, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing in at the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He pastures his flock among the lilies. Until the day breathes and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on the cleft mountains. And then we do the Song of David. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
You'd like me to read that?
Yeah, you carry on.
Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever. For yours is the greatness and the power, the glory, the splendor and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours it is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, our God, and praise your glorious name. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Glory to the Father,
Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. And would you be all right to read 1 Peter 4:7-14?
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
And Christ shall give you light.
You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
And Christ shall give you light.
When Christ our life appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
And then we'll do the Easter anthems. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as
it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Then prayers, and before prayers I'll do this little reading about C.S. Lewis, continuing the intermittent series of C.S. Lewis. And this one's about joy. In Surprised by Joy, Lewis records his spiritual pilgrimage and describes his return to faith. At first turning, his belief was theistic. This was a religion that cost nothing. We could talk religiously about the absolute, but there was no danger of its doing anything about us. It was there. It would never come here, never, to be blunt, make a nuisance of itself. God's grace continued to work in his life through his reading and through his friends. Soon I could no longer cherish even the illusion that the initiative lay with me. My adversary began to make his final moves. Although at the moment he felt himself to be perhaps the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England, he nevertheless experienced a freedom and joy at his return to Christianity that he described in these words. I became aware that I was holding something at bay, or shutting something out, that I was wearing some stiff clothing like corsets or even a suit of armour, as if I were a lobster. I could open the door or keep it shut. I could unbuckle the armour or keep it on. I chose to open, to unbuckle, to loosen the rein. I felt as if I were a man of snow at long last beginning to melt. And that's Lewis in 1955. Our spiritual journeys all differ. Some of us, like St. Paul, were travelling along our own road when God's grace surprised and turned us. Others of us stay on the path all of our lives and never remember its start. But the joy of melting, the joy of salvation, is the same for us all. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit, says Psalm 51. The joy of salvation is a characteristic common to faith. It can be experienced in the quiet confidence of renewed faith or in the exuberant praise of a heart forgiven, leaping, a spirit set free to sing. And the joy is not ours alone. Heaven too rejoices in the turning back to God. Snowmen and snow women that we are, we need spring joy. Unfaithfulness has packed the snow and ice around the cold ball of our rejection of God, so that we can become snowbound, unable to melt of our own volition. The warmth of God's Spirit and God's grace can melt us into life and set us free for joy. Let's pray together. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as you have called us to fulfill your purpose, work in us and through us to do your will. Make us the people you want us to be. Guide us to do what you would have us do. We pray for all who are seeking to grow in the faith, for all seekers and inquirers. And we pray for those of other faiths who may be quietly exploring in the silence of their own hearts what it means to be a Christian believer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are suffering hardship or persecution, for all who are in peril or danger. Strengthen all who seek to bring in your kingdom by striving for peace, for justice, for liberty. May we be conquerors of darkness and evil through him who loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We give thanks for those who have shared with us the riches of the kingdom, for those who have been examples to us, for those who have taught us the faith. We pray for all who seek to pass on these riches in their homes and in their communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy on all who are suffering persecution, peril, or the sword. May they know your love and your saving power. We remember people who are suffering through tyranny and violence. We pray for all who have been injured through accidents, for all who have fallen into sickness or disability, for those losing agility or mobility, for those waiting for operations, for all healers and comforters, and for those exhausted by the last few months of working hard in intensive care units and other medical jobs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks that in Christ we are more than conquerors. In him you have brought us to the great riches of the kingdom. We pray for the saints and the faithful departed, and especially at this time for the family and friends of John, of Joan, of Margaret, of Brian, of Beth, of Don, of Sylvia, and of Jeff. And in a moment of silence, we bring before you anyone else who needs our prayers, particularly, as the custom of this church, we remember by name Sue, Jenny, Joe, Kim, Elizabeth and Andrew, Tanya, David and Mo, Betty, Lily, Paul, Marion, Les, and Delith. And we give thanks for the continuing recovery of Ian, Bob, George, Val, David and Rebecca. And we just take a moment of silence to add our own request to that. Lord, we pray that we may all be one with you in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now, would you be able to read the collect of his?
Yes. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So thank you for joining us. And our service this morning is live at 9:30. And these morning prayers continue through the week at 8:00 every morning. If you'd like to join us, do contact the church through the website and drop an email. Have you